By the way, bison vodka is on its way to the United States. It's a Polish national drink made from the grass that bison eat. Until recently, it was banned from the United States because of a potentially toxic chemical in the grass, but the Wall Street Journal reports a Polish distiller has found a way to remove the chemical. And we have a follow-up story on another brand of vodka. Our last word in business today is Kamchatka vodka. We told you yesterday that it's the top-selling liquor in Ohio, where hard liquor sales set a record last year. And that surprised some people who'd never heard of Kamchatka vodka. David Cricketshaw of the Library Bar in Columbus, Ohio, says you might drink it without knowing it.
Say you just walk into a place and you just order a cranberry and vodka, you're getting that. Usually it's the house or the well, they call it.
Kamchatka vodka is named after a Russian peninsula that sticks out into the Pacific Ocean, but it is actually distilled in Kentucky.
Saying it's good, maybe an overstatement. You don't do shots with it. It's a mixer.
Okay, so it's not the taste. Shaw says other vodkas, like Grey Goose, would ruin him. They're more than $20 a bottle. Kamchatka is about $6.50. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.